Time for today's No Sweat News here on the Morning Rat Race. Three stories come down the pike, which could land on Friday's No Sweat News quiz to gear you up for an awesome prize, which we'll find out later this week what we're giving away, because Carl never told me.
It's all right.
I'm pretty sure it'd be Disturbed tickets. But
yeah, exactly.
Nevertheless, we'll jump into it here. Story number one, Dateline, Florida. You know, one of the challenges of drug dealing is establishing a place of business that's both discreet and convenient, right?
Yes.
Well, this guy here had a very interesting take on how to handle that one. He's a 69-year-old man down in Florida, capital of the No Sweat News, named David Roberts. He was a volunteer with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, and he was caught last Thursday selling prescription pills right out of the patrol car.
Oh, no, 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 you don't do that.
Oh, yeah, to add salt and pepper to this one, he was actually still in uniform.
Oh, double X right there. Two strikes, my friend.
Yeah, the county started an investigation after talk got out after an officer was selling oxycodone, and they found pills in one of their patrol cars. He was busted by an undercover deputy.
That's not good, okay? that's bad.
The Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said he was livid when he found out and added, quote, "I'm hotter than a bear butt on a tin roof in August." Want to get more Florida than that right there, huh?
Can you please repeat that phrase?
This is what the Sheriff Grady says. "I'm hotter than a bear butt on a tin roof in August."
I'm sorry. I can't take a chief of police's statement seriously when it sounds like a Dukes of Hazzard character come to real life. "I'm hotter than a bear on a with his bare ass on a goddamn
tin roof in August.
And a tin roof in August." Yeah!
That's Florida right there for you, Ben.
Holy cow, is that ever Florida?
Well, David was arrested on weapons and drug traffic charges, and there's a minimum mandatory sentence of 15 years for the drug charge. He's also had marijuana and firearms with him at the time of his arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
The sheriff also stated that David has been a volunteer for 12 years, and he shouldn't have been cleared to begin with because of those convictions.
You're right. Yeah. I agree with that. That's bizarre. This is a strange story.
This
huh?
guy's been arrested for burglary even when he was 19 years old. So, David, thanks for making Florida capital of the No Sweat News and adding to it.
Take it easy, David.
Crazy, right?
Just be cool, man.
Oh, telling you.
Psycho.
Check out this guy. Lots of people have done this, usually as a joke, but you got to kind of fess up when real money is involved on this one.
Sure.
There's a woman that went on Reddit and told her story of how her dog kept passing gas. And the smell was so bad, she worried it might have been some kind of medical issue.
Uh-huh.
So she compared it to, like, rotten eggs, and she took him to the vet to see if something was wrong. But the test came back very clean, so she was even stumped. Then they changed the dog's diet, and that didn't help. But then 5 weeks and several thousand dollars later, she found out what was really going on.
What was it?
It was her husband.
No!
He's been laying all those biscuits out there.
He's been laying the eggs and blaming it on the dog.
That's right. She was so ticked off, she kicked him out of the house for the night, told me he had to pay half of the vet bills, and it was her dog, apparently. So she was the one who paid up front. Most people think she should that he should have paid all the vet fees.
Jeez.
Crazy.
I mean, they're married, so it's... I mean, who cares, you know, who pays what? But still, at the end of the day, that didn't help anything.
And lastly, Dateline Portland. You'll probably get a DWI no matter where this happened. But this lady sure did make it easy for the cops to do this one. Police in Portland, Maine posted a pair of photos on Facebook over the weekend where after a 26-year-old woman... Oh, boy. Tried to drive her SUV down the set of the stairs outside the police headquarters.
Say again?
Yeah. She tried to drive her SUV down the set of the stairs right down the cop shop there. She said she drove through their garage, then across the pedestrian plaza, and then tried to get back to the street by going down the set of cement steps.
My gosh.
Either her SUV got stuck on them, or she realized that she couldn't back up. Because she tried to claim that she was just following her GPS.
Oh, God. She's following the GPS so she doesn't realize not to drive. downstairs.
I believe it was the booze that probably had a lot to do with that one.
Yeah, it's not the your GPS person is hammered. That would be hysterical sketch. That's a funny sketch. You had like the GPS, like, turn left, and you're just like going into a river.
Thank God no one was hurt, but that's she's definitely facing some drunk driving charges on that one.
Hear that.
Ooh, there you go with your three stories as far as Monday. Yeah, that one's hard to swallow there. One of those stories could pop up on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz, but make sure you study over at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.